The following contest is scheduled for one fall. Please welcome Mr. Freds.
It's Friday, y'all, and you know exactly what that means. And if you don't know, you're about to find out, because it's time to listen to the classiest Canadian I know. It's time for the Fretzelmania podcast right here on Wrestle Addict Radio, the cure for the common wrestling podcast.
What is going on, peeps? Welcome to episode 152 of the Fretzelmania podcast. I am the North American treasure, your second favorite Canadian, Mr. Fretz. Today's a good day. Not only do I get to review a pretty decent episode of Raw, the pizza place across the street has opened for the season, and your boy is going to go get some pie after recording this show. It's Monday Night Raw on March 20th. 2000, and before I get into the rigors of this week's show, I'm going to go grapple surfing and see what else is going on in the world of wrestling. Now, Monday Nitro, I accidentally put in March 20th's results into last week's podcast. So because I am not doing Monday Night Raw on March 27th, 2000 for next week's show. Next week's show is going to be WrestleMania. I'm going to give you March 27th's Monday Nitro results from South Padre Island, Texas at the Sheraton Hotel. Michael Modest defeated Prince Iaukea with Paisley. Now, Michael Modest was one of the indie wrestlers featured in the film Beyond the Mat. That might be a name that sounds familiar to you there. So yeah, Michael Modest in his WCW debut. Maybe he was in the power plant. Maybe he was doing some other stuff for the company. But we press on with Big Ron with Heavy D defeated Booker. The Young Dragons. Oh man. Oh, we are here. We got the Young Dragons, that is Jamie Noble, Taz Hayashi, and Jimmy Yang, a.k.a. Akio, Jimmy Wang Yang, etc. They defeated Disco Inferno and the Mamalukes. The team of Sting and Vampiro defeated Team Package, that is Ric Flair and Lex Luger, two former members of the Horsemen, in a Texas Tornado match. Kind of a full circle moment, Nate, take a shot, with Sting recently retiring in a Texas Tornado match. Meng defeated La Parca. Hugh Morris beat Terry Funk by DQ. Jeff Jarrett and Scott Steiner with the Harris Twins beat Buff Bagwell and Kurt Hennig. You know, Buff Bagwell was a recent subject on Dark Side of the Ring, and I was a big Buff fan around this time back in the day. I enjoyed his work. I liked him because he was just cocky. He was funny. And to see him go from the depths he went to today, where, you know, DDP helped get his life together and get sober, it's inspiring. It's really good to see. It's good to see the light side of the ring. And in the main event, the Wall Brother beat Hulk Hogan by DQ because jobbing to the wall clean doesn't work for me, brother. Boy. SmackDown, March 23rd, 2000, just a few days after this episode of Raw, we had Kurt Angle defeating Chris Benoit by DQ. The Godfather beat Bull Buchanan by DQ. I believe this might have been Bull's debut singles match in the company. Head Cheese beat the Hollies by countout. The Rock beat Bubba Ray Dudley. Jacqueline, the women's champion, defeated Lita to retain the title. And in the main event, the team of Rikishi Fatu and Too Cool beat the Radicals, Dean Malenko, Eddie Guerrero, and Perry Saturn in a six-man tag. The Radicals have not been getting a lot of wins on TV as a collective unit. You know, Dean Malenko is the current light heavyweight champion. And spoiler alert, Benoit and Guerrero would also be getting singles gold in the coming weeks. But it's just not been a good run. Maybe it's this they're in WCW stank on them, or maybe you're trying to crush them to build them up. Remember to get your liquids in, kids, even if it is a Timmy's Dark Roast Coffee. Thanks, Rick. So this show has a cold open where Michael Cole is interviewing Vince McMahon and the Stooges. According to Cole, WWF.com says that you have a big announcement tonight. And Vince is like, oh yeah, there's going to be elimination matches tonight. And the winners of these elimination matches go on to a tag team battle royal to determine the number one contenders to said titles at WrestleMania. Now, I reviewed No Way Out with Kyle from the Apron Bump podcast. Shout out to him. Wasn't the Hardys versus Edge and Christian a number one contenders match? I tell you, WrestleMania 2000 is going through a bunch of detours on the road to that particular Mania. Pat Patterson's like, no, not that one. Big announcement. Oh, this is an announcement that will rock the WWE to its core. And then we go on to Vince McMahon pulling a Live from New York. It's Saturday night, but it's Monday Night Raw. I'm not doing his impression anymore here, folks. We know the allegations that are up against Vince, and man, if they're true, may he rot. Run DMC DX kicks off Raw. The King of Rock who? The King of Rock what? Run DMC on Raw. Like, what year is it? I know that they were still touring and doing things in 2000. I think one of their band members would pass away not long after this. But yeah, Run DMC's DX, the King of Rock remix, is featured on WWF Aggression, which is out the day after this show. And this is the only good song on that entire album. There is a great class of rappers on here. We had Snoop Dogg, we have Redman, we got Method Man, Old Dirty Bastard, but this ain't it. I mean, these remixes, especially Mac 10's When It's the Big Show theme, shite. Okay, maybe this one isn't the only good song on here, but no. It's not for me. There's only one thing that I hate, because it's a bunch of crap. I hate rap. Shout out to the West Texas Rednecks. So we got D-Generation X, the remnants of D-Generation X, that is the Road Dogg and X-Pac, going up against the Hardy Boys in this tag team elimination match. 1-4 tonight. And it's kind of confusing and kind of convoluted how they're getting here when, in my opinion, they should at least dust off that old coconut that is the tag team perm oil match or a tournament, a one night deadly game tournament for the tag team titles contendership here. So we get a good match here between these two talented tag teams. The twist of fate is denied. We have X-Pac doing his spin kick and his wah, his friggin' karate pose. What a douche. Matt with a DDT, and we hear line here from JR. Hardy like offense by the Hardy Boys. You don't say, Jim. Their poetry in motion. And just as this match was getting underway, boom, Kane's pyro hits. Kane googles X-Pac. Corey tries to get involved here. And in amongst this schmoz where Tori and X-Pac are getting chased out of the ring. Twist of Fate and Swanton onto the Road Dogg, and the Hardys win. Kane continues to chase Tori around the ring, and she winds up behind Paul Bearer, who just scares her in a funny visual. They get in the ring. Tori gets a chokeslam. JR calls her a Jezebel, and X-Pac bails on his girlfriend, and we get a Paul Bearer just mouthing in, "Oh, yes!" Can't do that impersonation justice. Willie T, please send me a sound clip of the "Oh, yes," so I can use it for future reviews featuring Paul Bearer. We then get a Triple H and Stephanie promo. Yay! Snickers presents WrestleMania 2000. Coming soon. Big full circle moment. Nate, I'm sorry, take another shot. Snickers is sponsoring this year's WrestleMania, and we also know the infamous soundbite from X7 the following year with Snickers Cruncher, by the way, great candy bar. Please bring it back. Snickers, crunch this. Paul E. Congrats to Paul E. for going into the Hall of Fame in Philly. How appropriate. Quick sideburg, a lot of people are upset that Bray Wyatt might not make it in. It's fine. I mean, the man only passed away a few months ago. They have to get blessing from the family. And I think perhaps there is maybe a bigger tribute coming their way from Bray. Unless he goes in as a headliner in the future. And of course, asshole, slut, ass, slut, chants. Triple H is asking the crowd to show some damn respect for his wife and for me. No, thank you. Like, after WrestleMania, you'll have no choice but to bow down to the King of Kings. Lemmy's taking notes here. No, you have to bow down to me. Bow down to the King. WrestleMania, I'm going to beat the Big Show and your beloved Rock. And then Vince comes out. Or no, he says that tonight Vince has a match that'll rock the foundation of the WWE. I'm reminded of the Hart Foundation's promo from WrestleMania 7 before their match with the Nasty Boys. It's like, nods, sags, you say they're going to rock the foundation. You say you're going to crack the foundation. Brett said, now you're not nasty, you're scum. One of Brett's favorite words, scum. Love it. Tell me what it is, Vince. And we get the Big Show interrupting. And Shane McMahon says, hey, how about tonight you put the title up against the Big Show, Rocky Chance? No. And then no chance in hell. Out comes Vince. And he says, well, you are defending the title against The Rock and the Big Show. But you're not going to do it at WrestleMania. You're going to do it tonight in Chicago. WrestleMania main event has come early. McMahon is continuing to egg Triple H on, and he's just getting flustered, like, shut up, I'm thinking. Light bulb goes off. Okay. Here's the deal. The WrestleMania main event happens tonight, but it will not take place at WrestleMania. There will be no rematch. If I win, when I win, it's over. It's done. And then Vince says, take your lips, pucker up, don't use them to kiss my daughter, because quite frankly, it'll make me puke. I don't even want you to kiss my ass. You're going to kiss that WWE title goodbye. Next up, we have the Godfather versus the Big Boss Man, accompanied by Bull Buchanan, making his first appearance on Monday Night Raw is the supposed friend and former fellow jail guard from Cobb County, Georgia, Bull Buchanan. Formerly known as, I believe he was Sniper in the Truth Commission in the WWE just a few years previous to this. I forget if he was Sniper or Recon. I'm not going to go into Google this. Fun fact, very, very briefly, there was a man named Tank in a Truth Commission, and that was, of course, the former Mantar, one of the greatest gimmicks in 1995 WWE. You get a scissor kick and a leg drop from Bull on The Godfather. Jimmy Corderas here is not enforcing the rules. This is a no match. This is just simply a beatdown. And The Godfather is just going to have to find an ally to help him in this match. Or in a tag match in WrestleMania in just a couple of weeks. But pimpin' ain't easy, man. Backstage, Triple H, Stephanie, Dog, and X-Pac are all mad. We have an upcoming match between Kane and Rikishi being teased for later in the show. But first, we got Too Cool versus the Radicals, light heavyweight champion Dean Malenko and Perry Saturn. Elimination winner goes to the Battle Royal later in the show. Eddie is cleared and his arm is out of the sling. We're leading towards an Eddie Guerrero match later in the month. And Too Cool is continuously getting mega over with the crowd. We have Scotty and Dean having a great light heavyweight exchange here with arm drags and flips and kip-ups and so much more. I am so looking forward to reviewing Backlash when these two have a light heavyweight title match. I'm bringing on a special guest that I've already talked to. You're just going to have to wait and see what I have in store. And someone I've never had on this show before. It's going to be really fun. We get a moonwalk tag to Grandmaster Sexay, who hits a nice release Northern Light suplex. An arm drag, nothing but arm drags here to Perry Saturn. A spagingo, ding, from Grandmaster Sexay. The stinger splash is denied. Perry does this bit where he picks up a guy into a dominator position and does the Oklahoma Stampede with it. So call it an inverted Oklahoma Stampede, just without the power slam following. RIP Dr. Death. When we get a dancing missile dropkick from Grandmaster, loud Eddie sucks chants. Dean with a beautiful chef's kiss brain buster on Scotty. WORM. Eddie trips Scotty and gets decked for his troubles. Dean gets a tiger bomb into the cloverleaf, but the referee is distracted. Grandmaster Sexay gets a super kick, and then Too Cool wins this match. And we go on. Rikishi comes in here to celebrate with Too Cool. We see in the crowd the Bears, but I don't see Brian Urlacher. Speaking of Bears, Rikishi versus Kane. We get a face-off between these two big lads. Reminiscing, as this is a rematch from Survivor Series 1995 with the Bone Street Crew versus the Million Dollar Corporation. Just one more fight about a superkick with Rikishi's bad leg and a Samoan drop. Kane with the boot. We get the Goozle. He gets the Goozle and the choke slam on Rikishi. He signals for the tombstone, but DX interfere to cause the disqualification. And we get a bit of a beatdown and a bail by DX on the two big lads. California. We're going towards a tag team match at WrestleMania, which I think has already been penciled in at this point in time. So you're just getting more TV time with your feuds. We get Kevin Kelly with Chris Benoit talking about SmackDown, where there was a beatdown on Chris Jericho, Kurt Angle. He says that Jericho disgusts him and that, Kurt Angle, stay out of his way, something, something. You get The Rock and Michael Cole having a backstage interview. It's like, hey, Rock, how do you feel about WrestleMania coming early tonight? And The Rock says to Cole that he feels that you should go suck on a monkey's nipple. Go find one, jabroni. Basically, the usual, just bring it, you roll know it, your mouth shut it, if you smell, The Rock's cooking. Mania's main event is going to be tonight, not on April 2nd. This is heavily emphasized throughout the entirety of this show, so take notes, peeps. Next up, we got Kurt Angle, the Eurocontinental Champion, coming down to the ring. And before he can even utter a word, Chris Jericho music hits and interrupts him. And Chicago is the city where Y2J made his WWE debut in a promo off with The Rock. Our next contest, oh, hook it directly into my veins. Jericho Benoit. Just one more fight. Actually, just several more fights, because we'll see this match on pay-per-view a lot in the coming months. And I am looking forward to it. We hear Jericho calls him Chris Benoit. You take yourself too seriously. You're a robotic, radical jackass. Oh, this is where the Mr. Roboto Benoit bits come in. Just great. I mean, come on. Regardless of how you may feel about Chris Jericho today and be kind of tired of him, like, I've always been a Jericho-holic, but I'm like, yeah, he's getting along in the tooth. He can hang it up soon, but I'll always be a Jericho-holic. Like, straight up. Come at me. Benoit Pearl Harbors Chris Jericho. Kurt Angle joins the commentary team to talk about them. We get a schmoz and a bit of a hockey brawl between these two Canucks. Angle says, I'll take them both on, with one title on the line, though. Yeah, about that. Jug for my Timmies. We get classic Packers here. Great, great technical wrestling. Jericho hits the Welcome to Chicago MF-er in Chicago. Chicagoception. CM Punk is taking notes. And I wrote down here in my notes, where's my Portillo's? I'll take one of those roast beef sandwiches and a chocolate cake shake. I've been to Chicago, but I've never been to a Portillo's. Maybe down the line, if they get a WrestleMania and I make my way down there. Let's see. We get Chris Benoit with the clothesline and the kitchen sink knee. Two of my favorite moves to give my creator wrestler in No Mercy was Benoit's clothesline and kitchen sink knee number two. We get Y2J with the Tito Santana-esque forearm. Benoit is spilled to the outside and is right in front of the announce table, but he is using the table to get up for leverage, and he has his hands on Benoit's titles, unbeknownst to Kurt, who then takes exception to it, like, hey, don't touch my titles. Y2J triangle dropkick to the outside. Angle belt shots Benoit when the referee is distracted. Lion salt, and Jericho wins. Out comes Bob MFing Backlund, who try and attack Y2J, and Kurt Angle hits Benoit with a title belt. And it's noting here, I think, that Angle hit Benoit with one title and Jericho with the other. So that is a rather symbolic moment here. We're heading towards a triple threat at Mania. Man, I'm ready. Backstage, we have Head Cheese. Al Snow is saying, we're soon going to be in the land of cheese, Wisconsin. Nate, I hear you. I see you. And Steve Blackman isn't very thrilled about being in Wisconsin. I've never been. I would love to get some Wisconsin cheese and hang out with my game-changing good brother, Brace for Impact host, wrestling's favorite banana, Nate the Effing Great. I would love that. And plus, Wisconsin has Buc-ee's. And I see Buc-ee's all over my social media feeds, and I've always wanted to see one of those things. I would spend a fucking fortune in a Buc-ee's. I'm going to be straight up with you. And then Al tries to bribe him an Abe Lincoln. That's $1, right? Like, here's a Lincoln. Are you seriously bribing me with $1? Yanks, please correct me if I'm wrong about my currency here. Or I don't know what your currency is, a Franklin, a Jefferson, a whatever. It's like, with a buck, really? And then Ben Franklin, a literal Ben Franklin costumed fellow, comes down here, and it's just shenanigans. It's straight up tomfoolery with Al Snow. Al Snow is trying to pop Blackman here, and he doesn't get it on TV, but I'm going to only assume that when Head Cheese is on the house show loops or they're on the road, he'll pop Blackman in private because he's all very serious because the motherfucking dojo is serious business. And then I'm also reminded from the Ben Franklin stripper, in parentheses, on The Office, who then did nothing but teach the girls history and hit on Pam. Phenomenal work here. And JR with the line of the night about Al Snow, the wheel is spinning, but the hamster is dead. Okay, I'll give you that, Jerry. The Hollies versus Head Cheese tag team elimination match. Al with the arm-trapped headbutts. I loved that move as well. And JR has to be educated on Snoop Doggy Dogg not belonging to Charlie Brown. I mean, come on. And then amongst the middle of this match, Paz's music hits. Paz comes out with a ref, and he wants that hardcore title. Crash is running away from Taz. And we get a backbreaker leg drop combo on Bob and Head Cheese move on to their elimination match, battle royal, whatever the heck is happening. We then see the full music video for D-Generation X and Run DMC, the King of Rock Who, the King of Rock What, the King of Rock Who, something, something, something. Us of a certain vintage know that that's a remix of a Run DMC song from the late 80s to early 90s, The King of Rock. Good song. I mean, early rap. Let's just say I tolerate rap made before, let's say, 2005. After that, I'm like, nah, no thanks. I'm good. Old school rap, I love, but new shit, nah, nuh-uh, no. Then see GTV with Terry and the cat. Terry selling her rib injuries or something. Something happened with her and edging Christian and something. And it's like, I'm in pain, but not as much pain as you not being on TV anymore. Wow. Hashtag rude. Next up here is edging Christian versus the APA. Another elimination match. And I wrote down, for the love of God, why not do a tag team turmoil match? And this match and Raw is brought to you by WWF Aggression. We're not ruthless yet. SmackDown on the PS1. We're not SmackDown 2, but we're almost as good. And CALLATT, now Carrot Top free. Christian Pearl Harbor's APA from the sky. Wait a minute. Just going to brush that under the carpet. Ron Simmons, Farouk with a spine buster, and out comes the APA wannabe something something Midian, who has a mop behind his back. We then see the suplex neckbreaker by the APA, and Midian mistakenly hits JBL with Moppy, Edge with the downward spiral, and they win. APA beat down Vinius Godwin. I wrote down Vinius Godwin in my notes for this match. Next up here is Val Venus versus Test with Trish Stratus. We got the city of Oakville versus the city of Oshawa. Trish Stratus, a former fitness model from Toronto, has made her debut on Heat the night previous to this, accompanying Test. And then we see an advertisement for something about Trish and Tori live in bikinis on Thursday night. Okay. And we in the Toronto area, at least a lot of us in the, let's say the Southern Ontario region of Canada, we were kind of already aware of Trish Stratus. I mean, she had like bits in fitness magazines and in modeling, and we knew of her. And seeing her on a national platform like this, we took that in pride. I mean, I can speak for a good chunk of people in Ontario is we are proud of our own, especially for people that come from a small town like you know, like Bobby Roode from Peterborough, Eric Young from, I forget where he, I think he's Bolton. I think he's from something like that. And et cetera. Like Christian from Kitchener, Edge from Orangeville, these small towns that are surrounding the greater Toronto area. And some people like know people that know them, like a 6 degrees of separation is very slim with a lot of us. So it was really, really cool. And the crowd just catcalling her like crazy. I mean, Trish is still smoking at this point in time. You! Oof. Wow. Whole lot of whistling and catcalling on Trish. And King, saying that her cups runneth over. Test gets the full Nelson Slam. There's a pump handle into an ugly botched Blue Thunder Bomb by Val. And you can see the frustration in Test's eyes here, being like, what the f***, man? So then Trish distracts Val. Test reverses a roll-up into one with the tights. And Test wins. Out comes Albert, who hits a press slam into a Michinoku driver. And this is the formation of TNA. Trish here, I can tell that watching this back, she was extremely nervous. She grabs the microphone, very awkward on the mic. She's like, boys, that's enough. We know what everyone wants to see. TNA. Well, we have it here. Test and Albert. And immediately the male fans is going, ooh. Very clever. That's heat, folks. I was saying burns. Well, next up here is this aforementioned number one contender tag team battle royal for real this time. You got Edge and Christian, Head Cheese, Too Cool, and the Hardys. Pretty much the forefront and the focus of the tag team division during this time. I mean, we had other folks like the Mean Street Posse and the Headbangers, and I know I'm forgetting a few more, but man, just this is your division right here on TV. And the Dudley Boys are on commentary here saying that there is not a team that can stand toe to toe with us. Mae Young, that old bag, is mummified. The Worm is stupid. Too Cool are out. Head Cheese are out. And now we got Edge and Christian versus the Hardy Boys, just like at No Way Out, to determine the number one contenders. And the Dudley Boys are like, ah, these pretty boy punks. So the Dudley Boys jump them both. And I guess we're teasing a three-way at WrestleMania. And there was a great bit here. I remember seeing replayed on WrestleMania 2000 because I watched that show live. I had it on VHS and I watched it more times than I care to admit. We had a super bomb by Bubba Ray to Jeff through Christian through a table, and there is a statement made for the tag team division. The Dudley Boys aren't to be trifled with. And now WrestleMania has come early. The main event is right now. Triple H versus The Rock versus The Big Show. Now this match is, of course, it's a big old schmoz. I kind of watched it on 3X and fast forward it here a little bit. So I'm going to TJWrestling.net for TJ Retro's WWF Raw Deal review. And I'm just going to pretty much read this verbatim for the main event. Shout out to him. This guy has been a constant resource for me on a lot of these retro shows that I'll either speed through so I can get my recording done on time and efficiently, and for some stuff that I just kind of want to skip. This is just something that I just kind of wanted to skip because the only thing that matters to me in this match is what happens following this match. So Big Show and Hunter are exchanging punches. Big Show gets an elbow drop on Triple H, followed by that hard frying pan slap to the chest. The Rock gets back into it with punches on Triple H and a DDT on the Big Show. Samoan drop by the Rock on Hunter gets a two count. And of course, the Rock is going nuts for every near fall in this match. Excuse me. Big Show gets a choke slam on the Rock for a two count as Hunter broke this up. Hunter gets the face buster knee into the face, leading to Big Show bumping onto the floor. Followed by the announce table, Hunter was on the table and Big Show gave him a choke slam off the table onto the floor. Just splat. Ouch. What a painful landing for Triple H. Back in the ring, Rock gets the spine buster on the Big Show and he goes for the people's elbow. Shane pulls the rope down, leading to the Rock bumping over the top rope and onto the floor. Shane hits Rock in the head with a steel chair. Vince goes over to Shane and punches his kid right in the face, leading to a huge ovation from the crowd. Vince grabs the chair, but Hunter grabs it from him and punches Vince. Hunter hits Big Show in the face with the chair, pedigree, and Triple H retains the WWE title, and the match for WrestleMania is off. We hear no chance, so that means something with a McMahon is happening, but out comes sweet zombie Linda. She comes down to the ring, and some fan was on the ramp, and Triple H tackles the guy. And this was actually on the network, I believe, because I'm reading this the TJR's thing here, and yeah, that, okay, fun. The camera's cut quickly away from that and focuses on Linda again. Linda congratulates Triple H for his victory and wonders what WrestleMania would look like, noting that Triple H and the Big Show should be there. And Linda says that there should be a special ingredient added to this very match. So WrestleMania is not going to have a triple threat match. I think we should have a special ingredient for someone's whose dream it was to main event WrestleMania. And if for one night only, we can make that dream come true. So at WrestleMania, there's going to be Triple H. There's going to be the Big Show. There's going to be The Rock. And there's going to be a fourth man in this match. This is going to be a fatal four-way. And the fourth man is Mick Foley, making his glorious return to the company after less than a month away from, you know, being retired at No Way Out in the Hell in a Cell match. We're off to the races here. Cactus is bumping everybody here. He hits Big Show and Triple H with the title, poses with the WWE title as Raw fades to black. I'm not reviewing next week's episode of Raw, but I can tell you in that one, Linda slaps her daughter Stephanie in the face. The Linda slap. A secret move in No Mercy you can only unlock when you unlock Linda McMahon. Oh, man. A McMahon in every corner, just making it unnecessarily messy. I didn't like that bit, but I love this era in the WWE. And if WrestleMania 2000 is the worst of the bunch, then the rest of this year is going to be fun as heck. So that'll do it, folks, for this episode of WrestleMania. Thank you very much for listening. If you've made it this far, you can follow me on all the social medias at WrestleMania. That's FretzelMania. This podcast is available on Wrestle Addict Radio. Say it with me, peeps. The cure for the common wrestling podcast. Home to the Kings of the Rings podcast with Willie T, Agent K Murphy, and of course, our esteemed GM, King Ricky Rose. Whenever the trio is all fully available, I've been on KOTR a couple of times in the past little while. There are other projects and things going on in Willie and Kay's life. And, you know, I wish them nothing but the best because I love them both dearly. We also have Nate, the F and Greats, Brates for Impact podcast with his review of everything that is retro and sometimes modern, TNA. Currently knee-deep in the main event Mafia storyline, and I think I'm going to be featured on a upcoming show that features Mick Foley and a cage or something like that. And of course, you got to kick off your week in improper YLP fashion with the Young Lions perspective and good brother Zachary Ruzicka getting everything you need to know in the world of wrestling, whether it's a review, whether it's news or shenanigans or scandals or whatever is going on in the world of wrestling. Zach has got your back. And so do I. Till next time, folks. Next week, I got WrestleMania 2000 on the dock, and I'm going to try and get it out next week because the week after that, we're going to have a WrestleMania preview show with Mr. YLP himself. We're going to be going over and predicting not only WrestleMania itself, NXT Stand and Deliver. There are some indie shows that are starting to get my attention, specifically Bloodsport, Josh Barnett's. WWE Shayna Baszler has been invited to be a part of that, so that's going to be something great. Some Joey Janela shenanigans, some Buffy's shenanigans, an extreme reunion at the 2300 maybe as well. So that's what I'm going to be cooking up in the next little while. So until then, folks, TTFN, ta-ta for now, and keep your stick on the ice.
This has been a Wrestle Attic Radio branded podcast.